Welcome, episode 11. Apple offers iPhone XR bargain and review of the Sleep Pulse 3 application. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can make you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news to you in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. This week's episode will take another look at the iPhone XR as Apple makes significant discounts on the new model and review the Sleep Pulse 3 application. Last week, Apple CEO Tim Cook reported in a letter to investors on lower revenue attributed to the impacts of the deceleration of the China economy. A link to this letter is in the show notes. Prior to this announcement and the forecasted slowdown for Apple in Q1, Apple offered some buyer incentives. Apple has significantly discounted the iPhone XR up to $300 when you trade in your present iPhone. You can go to the Apple website to see the actual trade-in amount of your current phone. For many tech enthusiasts, we already have the latest model of iPhone. However, many of our loved ones who have older iPhone models, this is the perfect opportunity to get them into a state-of-the-art iPhone at a fraction of the original rollout cost, and that was just a few months ago. The XR phone is a great phone for most users and retains many of the best features of its bigger brother XS and XS Max, for instance, the mighty Apple A12 chipset. Don't get me wrong, there are some differences that avid iPhone users appreciate. One of the most significant noticeable features I would consider is the camera. The XS has two lenses on the back, while the iPhone XR only has one. Is the second lens, which enables the 2x optical zoom that's available on the XR, worth it? That's the question you have to decide. By the way, the lenses on the front are the same, and some of the other changes, such as the screen, are minor to the occasional users. I would recommend you take a look at a model-to-model feature comparison on the Apple website. It allows you to take your current phone and compare it to the XR. Bottom line, this may be the perfect time for those people with older iPhones to upgrade. The discount program is for a limited time, surely in an attempt to bolster sales. Additionally, Mr. Cook talked about the economic impacts to the company of the iPhone battery replacement program. Many people I know who have iPhone 6 and 7s took the opportunity to replace the battery and don't see the need to buy a new iPhone. These are the people who aren't necessarily Apple fanboys or fangirls and don't need the latest iPhone. Convincing them to upgrade now is a monumental marketing challenge for Apple and me as a tech advisor. I have exactly this scenario, and it's a hard sell for me to convince my spouse, who enjoys her iPhone 6 Plus, to replace it. I ran the numbers on her iPhone, and Apple would give us $200, bringing the starting price to $549, buying it outright, no contracts. Apple's older iPhone 7 and iPhone 8 models remain available for consumers, but I would recommend bypassing them in preference to the XR. If you are buying your iPhone from one of the telecommunication companies, there are other deals if you are willing to enter into a contract. Let's move on to the Mac Minutes feature application of the week. It's the Sleep Pulse 3 sleep tracker for the Apple Watch. It's $3.99 on the App Store. The Sleep Pulse 3 sleep tracker takes your Apple Watch to the next level and provides a whole new level of health data to those interested, all while your eyes are shut. It interfaces with your Apple Health application, tracking your sleep when you are up and monitoring your heart rate. It does all this in an interesting visual detail reports that are visible to on your iPhone application when your Apple Watch syncs with your iPhone. The Sleep Pulse 3 application requires you to manually start and stop it, allowing it to get the most accurate information. It gets a solid 4 stars from reviewers on the Apple App Store. I've used the application for more than a year, and each version becomes increasingly better, interfacing easier, providing more accuracy than other applications I've tried. For me, it provides me interesting facts about my sleep patterns. The reports show your sleep goal, sleep analysis, heart rate, and motion. It tracks this over days, weeks, and months. The sensitivity can be adjusted as we are all different sleepers. It does offer a complication for the Apple Watch, which makes for easy access. For those who have a single watch, you will have to charge your watch in the morning before you start your daily routine. Usually in about an hour, I am back to a full charge. If you have a second watch, you can swap between the two in the evening and the next morning. I'd like to offer a couple tips I've learned this week. It always fascinates me how many new features that can be learned from the Today at Apple classes, podcasts, and tech publications. First is the availability of Apple tutorials on YouTube. These are from Apple and not third parties. You can subscribe to the Apple YouTube channel so you can get updates when they are published. I found several new tutorials on the Apple Watch 4. You can check them out on your Apple device. Second tip is within the Maps application. It seems every time I look at the application, I learn something new. We talked a few episodes ago on how to track traffic congestion by viewing whether the red and yellow lines are next to roads. Red designating a standstill, and yellow means heavy traffic. Today, I'll tell you how to get a detailed weather forecast on the same screen for the location you're traveling to. Let's start by opening the Maps application and then looking in the lower right corner of the map at the weather icon and the temperature. Lightly press on the icon, being careful not to press too hard, such as a force touch, as it will take you to the weather application. This light tap will give you a comprehensive forecast for the near future. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes this week. The upcoming week should be an interesting one, with news coming from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. If you have a question, please reach out to me on the Mac Minutes webpage located at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and facebook.com/MacMinutes. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, and we just joined the Spotify Music Service application. I hope you have a great week and new year ahead, and we will see you soon.